This is Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. It's Issues and Ideas, a show about local people, events, and organizations. I'm Jordan Bell. Today we'll bring you three segments. Randall White speaks with USD Professor Mark Paisano about enhanced infrastructure financing districts, about just what they are, and their role in California. Contributor Brian Reynolds and his guests discuss bilingual education on the Central Coast. But first, we hear from friends of a local football player, Isaac Lindsay. Lindsay is a junior at Templeton High and was seriously injured in a game Friday night against San Luis Obispo High School. His family reports he is in a medically induced coma, but periodically awake for physicians to monitor his motor skills. Meanwhile, hundreds of members of the community and elsewhere have contributed money to Isaac Lindsay's GoFundMe campaign to cover his medical expenses. Templeton junior Nate Avery is close friends with Isaac Lindsay, and his mother, Tanya, is spearheading much of the fundraising and sharing with the community Lindsay's condition. Nate and Tanya spoke with us Tuesday night. Now, how are things right now at practice? How has everything been since Friday night? What's this quick journey so far been like?
Well, so far it doesn't even seem lifelike. It doesn't even seem real. but we're just trying to resume practice and resume our daily lives as best we can at this moment, while still supporting Isaac and while still showing how much we love him. And I think our community has definitely shown that we can do that, definitely shown that we can come together in time of need and just give everything that we can to the Lindsay family and make sure that they're doing the best they can be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you speak about the community. I'm curious, you know, in high school and in college and in a lot of sporting events, kids get hurt often, and you know, there seems to be a really large outpouring from your community to support him, just, you know, through visual things like the eyes and also like through monetary donations. Now, I'm wondering, you know, what is it about maybe Isaac, or what is it about your community that has come together to bring such an outpouring of support for this young man?
Well, first off, to start with Isaac, just the guy that he is and just the who he is what made everybody fall in love with Isaac Lindsay. He's a great guy. He's outgoing. He's fun. He's always happy. He's always got a smile. He's one of the best guys I know. And I think that transfers over to our community wanting to help as much as they possibly can because of how great he is. We want that back in our community because of how much he's influenced all of us and how much he affects all of us. And just living in this small town of Templeton, it's almost like once it happens, the news spreads like wildfire. It's already everywhere. And this is bad news to be spreading, of course, but it's been great to spread it because everybody's been so helpful and so wanting to be there. And I think just living in this small community has definitely shown that it's a family community and that we all want to help each other, and that no matter who it is or what's going on, we want to help as much as we can.
Now, Nate, can you just explain your relationship with Isaac? He's your teammate, and I imagine he's your friend, your confidant. Can you just briefly explain that?
Isaac is, our friendship started with football. That's how we kind of began. That's how we got so close. But since then, since my freshman year, it's grown to be so much more than that. We are constantly together. We're always doing something together fun. We're going out to the lake, going dirt bike riding, and just through ups and downs, he's always been there, and I've always been there for him, and that's just what binds us together, is that no matter what's going on, no matter if you're having a bad day, we're there for each other. And it's almost like an old couple. We fight over the stupidest things, but no matter what happens, we're there for each other when the time of need. So it's just, we've grown so close, and I'm just so thankful that I'm able to be a part of his family, and that my family is able to do as much as we are for them and help him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what are you most looking forward to with Isaac's recovery?
Oh, I can't wait till he wakes up. I can't wait until I'm with him again, and we're helping him through rehab, and I can't wait until I'm just able to talk to him again. I mean, I've come to understand that this is going to be a long road to recovery, and this is going to be very difficult. I've kind of grown up in that sense where he's not going to come back and be that Isaac right away, and that there's going to be a long road ahead of both of us. And all I want is I just want to be able to be there for as much of the road, for the whole road, and just help him through it and just grow even closer with him as a brother.
Thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. I really appreciate it. And enjoy your practice tonight.
I will. All righty. Thank you. Glad I could help.
Yeah. And can I speak with your mom really quick?
Yeah, for sure. All right. I'm going to head out, so I won't be here, but here she is.
Thank you so much.
I'm here.
Okay, you're here. So, Tanya, you've kind of served as this, like, conduit between Isaac's family and the community. How has that role been for you?
Well, Isaac and Nate have been inseparable, and the love that they have had for each other over their last few years, high school years, has just... their family has done so much to help us with Nate that it wasn't even a second thought to just reach out when I was at the hospital on Friday night, Saturday morning, right away. We need to get them food so they don't have to worry about it. And then Saturday morning I woke up and I thought, I need to get a GoFundMe started. The sooner we get it started, the sooner we can start raising money to help them so that they can completely focus only on Isaac. And I've just been in awe at the response we've gotten. I started out with a goal of $5,000, thinking that it was too much, because $5,000 is a lot of money. And not being somebody that's on my phone all the time, I found myself on my phone every half an hour having to raise the goal to keep up with the community and their contributions.
Wow. So you were totally, like, surprised at this incredible response.
Yes, in fact, I was telling my husband, I was sitting at dinner and I was reading off, I was saying, 2 minutes ago, $100, 4 minutes ago, $250, you know, 15 minutes ago, $1,000. And he was laughing. He's like, okay, you need to stop. We know it's going up, because it was just, I could just sit and look, and I get these hourly updates, and, I look at it, and it says $2,560 was donated in the last hour, and it warms my heart. And yesterday we went and opened a beneficiary account at Heritage Oaks called Team Isaac, so that if anybody feels that they want to donate and not go through the, you know, computer and electronically, they can just go directly to the bank and donate there.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we're just trying to make it easy for people to help in any way they can.
I asked your son this too, and I'll ask you this. Now, I prefaced it with, you know, a lot of kids end up getting hurt in high school. I mean, it doesn't happen that often, but sometimes this really happens. And this seems like a very almost unusual outpouring of support. Now, what is it about the Templeton community or Isaac himself that has bound together or created this incredible amount of support, either just like emotionally and also monetarily?
I think we're just an anomaly. I mean, you have Isaac, who is just a great kid, you know. Even if Nate was, he was having problems and he was in trouble and he just kind of like on a restriction but just needed to go somewhere overnight just to make things easy because we live out of town, there wasn't a second thought of letting him go to Isaac's house, because I knew when he went there, he would be treated by the family just like we would want him to be treated. Nope, you're not going out. Nope, you need to stay home. It's just that the extension of a family wherever you go here, everybody is for each other. The boys go out on the football field and they all call each other brothers, and they meet for breakfast. When Hoopers was still in town, they would meet for breakfast on game day. And you have McPhee's, the restaurant in Templeton, that every home football game invites the entire football team to have a bonding lunch before their game. And I don't think there are many communities that do that just to do that. So I think that's what Templeton has and the North County has, because I teach up at Cappy Culver, which is a school up by Lake Nacimento, which is quite a distance, 35 miles away from Templeton. And our whole middle school kids have number 32 written on their hand.
Wow.
So I think it's just an anomaly.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a rarity to have that outpouring of support. I was curious if you have any sort of daily average or for the GoFundMe campaign, or has it just been kind of a really large at the beginning and then increasing so every day?
I just raised it from 75,000 to 80,000, and it's pretty steady. But now we have a barbecue fundraiser coming up, a drive-through barbecue, which we're selling. We have 1,000 tickets that we'll be selling, and that's coming up on October 4th. So tickets will be available this week at the Templeton Chamber of Commerce, as well as at our football game on Friday. So we have that other fundraiser going on, as well as we'll have T-shirts, Team Isaac T-shirts, available for donation, you know, people to donate money to, and bracelets to wear. So I think the GoFundMe is still going, and it's going to continue going because it's reaching people. I'm from Southern California, and it's reaching my friends and family and their friends and family from down south. So it still is going. It has slowed down, but it's still strong. And we have all these other different events coming up, and the events will continue. We're going to keep doing whatever we can to help the Lindsays, just focus on getting Isaac back to us, back to the Templeton community.
Right. Absolutely. Tanya, thank you so much. I really appreciate you working around your schedule to speak with us tonight, and then also letting your son speak with us. Very helpful. Thank you.
I think it's very good for him. I'm very proud of him. Thank you so much, Jordan.
Nate Avery and his mother, Tanya Avery, speaking with us Tuesday night. You're listening to Issues and Ideas here on Public Radio KCBX.
This is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Public Radio for the